This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. We broadcast 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. From the Missouri Ozarks, for now. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. I've got a call screen in front of me. It has multiple lines. Jason is in the studio in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. We're anxious to answer your calls should you decide to do so. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line is up and running. Thank you, Global Star Network, 712-770-9418. It's live while we're live. So if you want to listen to us later on after we're off the air, you'll hear another broadcast, not USA Prepares. So for USA Prepares, that'd be 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time on the telephone listen line. You can also listen through Genesis Communications Network. That's GCNLive.com. Tape delayed tomorrow, 6 a.m. through 8 a.m. Central Time, 6 a.m. through 8 a.m. Central Time on Republic Broadcasting Network, and 24 hours a day, about a half an hour after the broadcast ends on YouTube on the Ron Gibson channel. Rich Sheban is with us live from Montana. Welcome, Rich Sheban.
Well, thank you, Vince. It's a beautiful day here in Montana, and winter is almost non-existent this year. I have an inch of snow on the ground.
Mm-hmm. And, that's what we have.
I've never seen so many 40-degree temperature highs, even a couple that hit 50 from December, January, and February. I've never seen anything like it. We really didn't even have a winter. It's more of a extended fall, if you will. And nobody's complaining about it, but we're getting at least normal precip in the mountains, which is good for fire season. And, you know, who knows? You know, you read some things, and they're talking about a mini ice age. You read other things, and you see that there's evidence that the poles are shifting, and the new magnetic north is heading towards Siberia, which obviously would make North America a lot warmer and Canada the place to be. You know, there's so many... You know, they claim global warming and climate change and all these BS politically termed narratives, but, you know, you got to remember that there's so much evidence that our weather is influenced more by solar activity and polar shifts. I mean, there's so much evidence that shows that the Middle East used to be a thriving, beautiful, damp, full of water, tropical paradise. And there's plenty of evidence that water levels used to be higher and lower throughout millions of years on this planet. There's plenty of evidence that shows that there was a land bridge from Asia to Alaska, or what Alaska is now, to bring in the population of Asians, which has a probably the highest DNA regarding the Native Americans. So there's so much evidence that shows nothing's been done by humans. It's all this climate change is against solar and polar shifts. So I think people need to be aware of facts and not jump off the speculative bandwagon just because of the powers that be, who are controlled by just a few people to control the narratives and the memes and manufactured perception and talking points for their own personal benefit. Vince?
Yeah, I was thinking about selling a Jason when we started the broadcast. I was thinking about lowering the bars and standards of, and expectations that you talk about a lot. Like every time we talk on the phone or on the radio. And I was thinking about, I've come up with a number of one-sentence bills that could become law. And I was thinking about this morning, so I'd like to share this with you. And here it is. And it's not totally fleshed out, but it's still one sentence. So it's not perfect yet, but it's getting closer. Here it is. Any selected public employee, from the president on down, who uses profanity in public, shall be removed from office within 24 hours and forfeit all future public compensation, including but not limited to pensions and other benefits. And that's the whole bill right there. What do you think about that?
Well, I don't think we'd have anybody in office, first of all.
Well, what's wrong with that?
You know, Vince, your high standards always impress me, but I think there's so many other corruptions, and I think a lot of these people use profanity or other things as a distraction or to pretend that they care or part of the theatrical drama performance. And I don't disagree with you, but there's so much corruption, so much manipulation, so much what they call identity politics, because, as you know, I've spent hours, days, years talking about how the powers that be distract, dumb down, and especially divide the American people by skin pigmentation, shade, gender, sexual orientation, religion, any way possible. And I just think there's so many important things that need to be fixed before we get to that point. I don't disagree with your standards. I'm just saying that I just think there needs to be certain priorities, because there is so much corruption. There's so many people who are intelligent who aren't getting opportunities because they speak up, because they say it like it is. You know, and I think that we need a lot of solutions. You know, kind of like what I discussed when I came on the air with Rick a few days ago. You know, creating a Hall of Fame list, a Brave 300 list, and several Brave 300 lists for patriots who believe in freedom and liberty. And, you know, there needs to be certain criteria of years of service, but there's so many volunteers who don't expect a Medal of Freedom like Rush Limbaugh got, but they want incentives, they want recognition, they want a new start for America, they want people to participate. They don't want Americans to be a spectator sport. Now, I've said this many, many times, but us patriots have been demonized, we've been threatened. We need a task force for rewarding people with good jobs, because we've been demonetized for years, and we say it like it is. We spend hours per day reading and researching, not for our benefit, but for the benefit of our country. So no disrespect to what you just said, and I know it's kind of partially tongue-in-cheek, but I just think there's so many other priorities, like teaching people how the left has been using a template of Mark Zelensky, the Frankfurt School, Cloward and Piven, the Communist Manifesto. You know, this drunk on the Kool-Aid of political correctness, using victim group status and protectionist group status, which is what they call group identity politics, has created a stage for government interventions, confiscation, and redistribution of wealth from the little guy to the top 1-2%, which, again, I have personally given thousands of examples on how that's going. So, again, nothing personal. I just think there's many, many more priorities that should be ahead of that. I don't disagree. I just think that we're in a time right now that America is either going to be lost or we're going to motivate people to stand and stand for the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and the American way. Vince?
The reason it is a pet peeve of mine, and I was talking with Jason about this, and he and I disagree. He's our engineer. And I said, I can prove to you that you don't want people to swear. And I said, just have a broadcaster start swearing on the air, and you'll hit the mute button, the broadcast will stop, there'll be a meeting with the CEO, and that broadcaster will be gone. And that was my statement. And I got to tell you, when Joe Biden swears and other candidates swear, to me it lessens their credibility. And I think that really you don't have enough words to completely describe what you're trying to communicate. You have to use the F word, really. So for me, when somebody does that, if I went into a store and I said, and the guy with the smock on or the gal with the smock on said to me, may I help you? And I say, sure. Do you have any 3/4-inch shutoff valves in brass, the ball-type valves for plumbing? And then if the guy said, yeah, you know where those blanking, hey, Joe, you know where we put those blanking shutoff valves? Do you think I would want to shop there? I mean, and that would be for something that I needed, right? And I needed it then and there. I'd walk out. That's how I feel about that. And when I look at leadership, I expect leaders to lead by example. I was on the air with Steve Elkins last week, and I mentioned that people who listen to broadcasters on the radio accept them as members of their family. You know, I'm talking about, I'm using the term listeners. I don't like the term listeners, but people who, and I'm going to use it in this case, but I don't mean the generally dumb public. I mean people who listen to the broadcasters and their guests, and in our case, the instructors, expect a higher standard. We're different from Howard Stern. So those who are listening and paying attention to us expect us to be a cut above in terms of behavior, a cut above the generally dumb public, the these, those, and dem guys. They expect us to lead by example, to set the tone. And they welcome us into their family, even though we don't know who they are. And even though they've never met us, they still welcome us in, and they listen to our words and our opinions and our presentation, and our decorum, and our manners, and so forth. And when we don't meet their expectations, it's a failure on our part. If we lower the standards and don't lead by good, positive example. And I said that on the air. And when I taught school, I even wrote a code of conduct that said any one of my students who failed to behave properly in public, even outside of classroom activities, would be removed from my class. That's how strongly I feel about it. And the ones who adhered to that code of conduct did very, very well. Very well. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, it's Sue Costner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Stevens with us. And if you'd like to read his book, you can go to Amazon.com, One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. Rich even lives off-grid, generates his own electricity. When the sun is shining, when it's not, he's got a generator to charge the batteries. So he's self-sufficient, hunts, fishes, grows his own food, cans, and he's living the American dream of independent, self-sufficient lifestyle. He's got a hobby farm in Montana. And if you'd like to read more about it, Rich Sheben, S-C-H-E-B-E-N, and you'll find him on Amazon. What's next, Rich?
Well, I want to go through as quickly as possible, Vince, if it's okay with you, news in a flash, which I enjoy to do because it's about waking the people up. It's about giving them facts, objective facts, in lieu of subjective emotional opinion. And, you know, you mentioned about looking me up. I just want to warn people, when you look up President Trump, when you look up Brett Kavanaugh, you know, anybody who speaks for the little people, anybody who speaks for the rule of law, we are all gang rapists. We're murderers. We're pedophiles. We are, when you look us up, basically we are money launderers. We are everything the left is doing. So I just want to warn you. It's just like when you mentioned Howard Stern. What Howard Stern is there for. He calls himself Republican. A lot of people have doubts. I think he's really there to normalize double standards and hypocrisy from the left. But that's my opinion in a nutshell. Now, what I'm going to do, folks, I'm going to start News in a Flash, if that's okay with you, Vince.
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir. Again, I always appreciate you allowing me to exercise my First Amendment rights. Okay, first article, Van Jones, warning to Democrats that Trump is causing problems with the black vote. No, he's not causing problems with the black vote. You've caused problems with the black vote by dividing the American people by race, by gender, by sexual orientation, by religion. You and your Democrats are doing everything possible to be professional pot stirrers. How come if Trump is dividing the black vote using the same units of measures and calculations, which I've talked about and criticized many times when I give my economic 101 updates, how can we have the lowest unemployment for blacks? When Obama was there, it was double the unemployment. Lowered the unemployment, but Obama did the opposite and doubled it. So basically, the pot stirrers need division. They need to foment hate. They need this victim group status to survive. And how about Margaret Singer, who's a diehard Democrat who got caught on tape and in transcript saying that 85% of Planned Parenthoods were in black neighborhoods to basically squelch the black population? How about the fact that the Democrats were basically the KKK? The KKK started the Democrats. How about Candace Owens? You know, she's gracious, she's intelligent, and she has guts. A very dangerous combination for the left. And she believes it's not about ideology, it's about manufactured perception. She had the intelligence to read and research and learn because she used to be a lefty Democrat. She realized that this divide and conquer strategy, and she has the guts to publicly say the truth. She has the guts to say we cannot no longer be victims because we're women, because we're black. She admits it's a war against men, not against women or anybody else. This is why we are the most demonized people out there. This is why the powers that be say if you are from a certain group, you can play the entitlement card, you can cry wolf, you can play the victim group status card, and you can demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for getting a job. This is absolutely the worst thing that has happened to America, is what the Democrats call identity politics. All of this is consequences under political correctness. I hear the music coming on, Vince. I have more after the next break.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. New Hampshire voters at the polls today casting ballots in the first-in-the-nation presidential primary. The favorites, Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg, who are coming off a virtual tie for first in last week's Iowa caucuses. Speaking at his own rally last night in Manchester, New Hampshire, President Trump suggested that that Iowa caucus debacle was meant to hurt Sanders.
Nobody knows who won. Actually, I think they're trying to take it away from Bernie again. I think Bernie came in second. Can you believe it? They're doing it to you again, Bernie. They're doing it to you again.
The first American infected with the coronavirus and evacuated from China is back in a San Diego hospital after being mistakenly released. Health officials say the patient was released after an initial test indicated the person was not actually infected. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
This can be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
I want to thank George Beals. I just received a package in the mail from him, and Mrs. Fennelli brought it into the studio. And there's a calendar and a magazine, Backwoods, and another magazine, and I wanted to thank you for it. And what's really interesting about this is I was looking at the pictures in the magazine of these. It's an air museum in Great Britain during World War II, images on there. And I'm looking at the guys who are the ground crew working on an airplane, a fighter. And the boots that the guys are wearing in 1940s are exactly the same boots as I have on right now. Same style, same number of laces, unbelievable, same color. Very interesting. So some things have not changed. And, you know, they're not fashionable, but they are durable. George, thank you so much. And George will be with us on Friday. Rich Evans with us now. Rich, please continue.
Well, thank you, Vince. Again, my job in a very short time is I have to shortcut everything, and I try to give as much information to the people as possible. But talking about Van Jones and the black vote and how Trump has taken the blacks, it's because the Democrat Party uses the blacks just for voting. They're a pawn. And what, as Candace Owens was saying, as I was saying before the end of the break, there's a war on males and masculinity and not the other way around. And keep in mind, the first blacks in Congress were Republicans. And I want you to carefully look at all the Democrat so-called blue cities in America, 100-plus years of Democrat control. It's nothing has gotten better. All they do is foment hate. They're professional pot stirrers. It's all divide and conquer strategies. And I have to remind the black people who are listening that Hillary Clinton and the Democrats called black men super predators. And I want everybody to listen to Dinesh D'Souza. Go on YouTube or listen to his talks. He's right on. He's real accurate. I have so much information, I just can't get into it all. Next article. Welfare officials stole millions in funds earmarked for the poor to pay for luxurious drug rehab treatment for a retired wrestler. Former high-ranking official in the Mississippi Department of Human Services allegedly ran largest embezzlement scheme in state history, authorities say. John Davis resigned last year as executive director of Mississippi Department of Human Services after state auditor's office launched investigation. He's alleged to have stolen millions of dollars from the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families program, a government-run welfare initiative. And a lot of this money went to some wrestler by the name of Brett DeBase, and I know I'm incorrectly pronouncing that, and his son, Brett DeBase, 31, was supposed to use the money to teach classes about drug use, but instead use it to pay for rehab at a swanky Malibu facility. Also arrested were Nancy New and her son, Zach New, who allegedly stole funds earmarked for the nonprofit used for his own personal use. Folks, government has to be shrunk by 95%. It's corrupt. It has no self-monitoring. It has no accountability. And people are using their so-called appointments as self-importance while funneling money to themselves. Next article. University of Montana, this is where I graduated from in Missoula, one of my degrees, faces a leftist uproar after a white student wins Martin Luther King Jr. essay contest. And folks, I've done the research on this. I'm not making it up. I know it sounds like I am, but I'm not. No black people even entered the contest. Martin Luther King, by the way, was a Republican shot by a Democrat. We should all, and I'm blue in the face saying this, and Vince Finelli can verify this, and I've said this on hundreds, if not thousands, of radio shows around the country. We should judge by hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications, not by what shade of skin pigmentation, what gender, what sexual orientation, what religion. And basically, the implication in this article is a total insult. It's degrading. It's disrespecting. It's saying that if a black did enter the contest, which a black did not, that black person should have won that essay contest. This is absolute admission to an insult of work ethic, ability, and intelligence, saying that if you can't compete, your work is suboptimal. Basically, it's saying that we're going to destroy America by rewarding mediocrity and creating a law of diminishing returns and only giving opportunity to people who come from a certain group. This is total development. This is victim group status. This is lowering the bars of standards and expectations. And I'm saying this because this is one of my alma maters. Next article, Biden. Joe Biden says, I have doubled the blacks that you have regarding black friends and black supporters. So the Democrats are on stage arguing with one another who has the most black friends and supporters. You can't make this stuff up, folks. They only care about blacks or females or transgenders or homosexuals or anybody when it comes to the vote. That is it. And in the meantime, they're using it for divide and conquer strategy. Next cat. Article. Maxine Waters, Trump has no respect for the people of color. He's gotten awards from people like Jesse Jackson for treating blacks in a great way, for giving them jobs. Now keep in mind, Maxine Waters is so stupid that she chairs the House Financial Services Committee. I've said this before. She did not know that the government nationalized student loans 10 years previously. This is the committee that's supposed to chair the banks. You know the banks? The banks that have been caught reading the markets, the Forex, the silver, the gold, the LIBOR, the treasuries, the VIX, when no one goes to jail? You know the banks that don't want due process? You know the banks that protect the aristocracy to take money from the serfs? You know those guys. Next article. Indiana University hosts Sex Fest event featuring BDSM. I'm not sure what that is. I think there's a picture of a bald guy beating a woman that's tied up with a paddle. Now, you know, you've heard me folks always say if it's adult mutual consensual sex, you know, keep out of people's bedrooms. That's one of the reasons why we have a Fourth Amendment. To make sure that the powers that be, like China, doesn't come breaking into your house because you have a deadly disease or you're doing something you shouldn't. I'm not condoning anything. I'm just saying that here's the message here, folks. How can anybody expect these people to have their college paid for when 90% of the degrees are worthless and they're putting on the sex fest stuff, which should be done behind closed doors, not showing your lifestyle down other people's throats. I think Americans are very tolerant. But when the taxpayers are paying for this and the students and the professors are demanding that you pay for their college, this is unacceptable. And I want to remind you of an article I mentioned a couple weeks ago where there was a poll where it's a 95-to-1 ratio of professors in college donating to the Democrat Party. Why do you think this is? Next article. California wants to end required school physical fitness due to bullying of transgenders. This is just another virtual signaling excuse behavior. Just obesity alone contributes to 40,000 deaths in America. Just FYI. Pelosi claims Trump was drugged during the State of the Union. People, if I was a writer for a new Twilight Zone show that came up, I couldn't come up with this stuff. The Speaker of the House is claiming that our president was drugged. The president, the office of the president, and America is totally insulted by the Democrats. They have turned into a total, absolute jokes. Next article. EU diplomat apologizes because they regret mild criticism of Greta Thunberg. See, folks, this is what a Democrat, socialist, tyrannical regime looks like. You don't criticize anything that criticizes or stops the narrative. If it threatens the narrative, you're going to be arrested. And keep in mind, Greta has gotten tons of money from the George Soroses, including George Soros, for her behaviors. Next article. New York Police Department declaring war on anti-cop mayor de Blasio. Well, you imagine my shock. Think about this, folks. These people in Democrat blue cities are using Antifa as mercenaries who are paid to basically have the cops stand down and not who are creating violence and threats against the people, meaning Antifa, and the cops can't do anything about it. Well, it's about time the cops stand up. It should be done in Portland and every blue city, every blue state, every sanctuary state. How the hell can people be protected who are illegal immigrants to do crimes against our citizenry who pay taxes? See, this is why I need like 5 hours to show, Vince, because I got to go on to the next article. Next article. Al-Qaeda leader came to America as a refugee and applied for disability payments for bullet wounds. So you kill American citizens and American military, and you come here to get certain benefits that you didn't even put into the kitty for. You know, every one of these articles we can spend an hour on, but I just can't. I apologize for that, folks. Next article. Justice for Victims of Sanctuary Cities Act. Thank God President Trump is going to create legislation where the victims and the victim families can sue the cities. Well, who needs to be sued besides the cities is the lawyers, the judges, the politicians, and the bankers, especially the lawyers and judges. I was told after searching for 30 attorneys that I could not hire one because I didn't have enough group self-pity points as a poor/middle-class white male heterosexual with a Christian name. I'm not making this up. It's in the book. I've talked about it 1,000 times. This is political correctness has totally destroyed the American dream. Next article. German TV exposes the lies that entrapped Julian Assange. Those of us who read and research know that this is a fact. All the rapes in Sweden against Julian Assange was all made up because he's a hero. Julian Assange needs to be out of prison. Julian Assange was only a liaison for truth. America needs guts. We're desperate for it. And I hear the music. I will come back to news in a flash. And I'm getting close to being done after the break. Thank you for being with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Stevens with us in Montana. Rich, please continue.
Well, thank you, sir. I really appreciate it. I have the next article here. It's about Elizabeth Warren. She recently said we need to start having race-conscious laws. Pot, kettle. Okay, I'm going to give a quote that she said on a national news outlet, which, again, all the mainstream media has zero credibility. It's all propaganda, lies, gaslighting, false flags, and hoaxes, 100% of it. Quote, Elizabeth Warren, I have zero sympathy for those who cheated to gain entrance in college. And I have the registration card number 208-85410 right in front of me from the State Bar of Texas, where she wrote down that she's an American Indian. University of Houston, BS. And the BS does not stand for Bachelor of Science in this particular instance. Next article. FBI attorney caught lying about the murder of Seth Rich. I think the people need to get to the bottom of what happened with Seth Rich, because everybody's being murdered who looks into it. It's pretty obvious that they're hiding something, the Democrat Party. It needs to be, this case needs to be closed, and all the facts need to come out. So if the FBI is caught lying about the murder, who do we call, folks? Where do we go to? If the FBI, the CIA, the DOJ, if everybody's compromised, if everybody's on the take, who the hell do we go to? Next article. Buttigieg caught. Buttigieg, or however you pronounce his name, Mayor Pete. He was caught inserting fake applause audio track into his videos. People, everything is fake and phony. Everything's a hoax. Everything's propaganda. Everything's false flags. Everything's a lie. Everything that comes from the mainstream media and the Democrat Party. Next article. Biden threatens lawsuit to halt release of real Iowa caucus results. Now, we're past this. This is a few days ago. However, Basically, you can do anything you want if you come from protection group status, just like Biden's kid, just like Pelosi's kid, just like John Kerry's kid, just like Mitt Romney's kid, who are all making millions of dollars on Ukraine boards of energy companies. It has nothing. The left-right paradigm is very little. It's mostly the aristocracy managing the serfs. And the corruption, mostly, not all, comes from the Democrat Party. Now, we have rhinos, and Mitt Romney's a great example. Next article. Judicial Watch, thank God for Judicial Watch, busts 8 Iowa counties for voter fraud. And I've been saying this for years. If we don't fix voter and election fraud, you can forget about Donald Trump being elected, folks. Next article. Antifa threatens Pelosi channel when cameras aren't around. I'm going to F you up. Now, if this wasn't Vince Vannelli's program, I wouldn't just say F, but I think you all know what that means. Again, double standards and hypocrisy. Next article. Rand Paul unleashes live on Senate floor, names whistleblower Eric Ciramella 5 times. Well, we in the alternative new media have been mentioning his name for many months. Next article. Breaking. DOJ charges 4 members of Chinese government with stealing financial data on millions of Americans. 4? Just 4? Well, Hillary Clinton had a private server at her house where the Chinese picked it off. How about Dianne Feinstein, who had a Chinese spy working for her for 20 years? Are we living in stupid stand or what? Next article. Donna Brazil, Trump acquittal will be a sad day for democracy. Democracy? Donna Brazil gave the answers and the questions to Hillary Clinton for the biggest debate against Donald Trump. We're not even in a twilight zone. We're way beyond 1984 Orwellian stuff. We're in a different league, a different hemisphere, a different galaxy. Next article. Government-funded feminists suggested banning heterosexual relationships. This is out of Canada. Let me repeat that. The government feminists suggested banning heterosexual relationships. Okay, so what this means is that this feminist group got $120,000 from the taxpayers in Canada to basically foment hate and create division. Next article. Frank Biden, which is Joe's brother, I believe, owes a dead man's family $1 million for an 80-mile-per-hour car crash. Hasn't paid a penny. It depends what group you come from, folks. We don't have a rule of law. It all depends on your victim group status and protectionist group status. That is it. We'll be back after the break. Thanks for listening. And Vince, I'll give you the majority of the airtime when we get back.
You've been on a rant. Yes, Joe Biden's brother owes $1 million. And he's walked away from it. But yet he gets invited to lots of events with Jumpin' Joe the Plagiarist Biden. Guy who's running for CEO of USA. We'll be right back.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.